Moed Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Moed Katan Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis. The first line, Harisha Bao Matza. Harisha Bao Matza, Avel Basech Beisai, Vashini, Uvishlishi, Mashlim, and Mohem, Uvuvi, Moinel Adzmai. If a person came home and discovered that a close relative had died, if he found the mourners on the second or third day of mourning, he completes the 7 days with them, thereby only mourning for 5 days. If he came on the fourth day, he must mourn a full week himself. Reb Shimon says, even if he comes on the fourth day, he must merely complete the 7 days of mourning with them. Reb Shimon Levi Omer Halacha Reb Shimon V'she'ena Godel Mishpacha Avei Im Haya Godel Mishpacha Moine La'atzmoi. Reb Shimon Levi says the Halacha follows Reb Shimon if he's not the most senior member of the household, but if he is, he must count for himself. Kado Reb Yimana Hoiri L'Reb Amanaya Mekin She'at Godel Mishpacha Mana La'atzmecha. It's like the case of Yumano, who instructed Rabbi Amanaya, since you are the most senior member of the household, you must count for yourself. And this is true when most of the visitors have not yet come. But if they already come before the other mourners finish mourning, the other mourners may take him to the bathhouse when the visitors leave. It's like the case of Rav Huna, who instructed Rav Yehuda Bar Zabdi's brother, since most visitors have already come, they may take you to the bathhouse. Harishim alichim oisev mokon amokoyim, v'goyin elein, v'kavrin, v'beis shraya, istanaitani, eluk, shekan moinim, mishiyatza ameis, v'ele shesham moinim, mishiyistam agoylo, istanaitani, elu v'elu, miyistam agoylo. If they are transferring the body from place to place, like those who bury in Beis Shearim, one Baisa says these mourners count from when the body leaves their place, and these mourners count from when the grave is closed. And the second Baisa says both count from when the grave is closed. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shur ben Levi, Hakol Hoylech Acha Gadol HaMishpacha. Reb Simon, quoting Reb Shur ben Levi, said that all follow the most senior family member. Reb Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Asi Lechumen Ma'u Chumen Emaya Gadol HaMishpacha Kan Elu Shekan Moinim Meshiyatza Ameis Ve'elu Shesham Moinim Meshiyistam Agoydol Emaya Gadol HaMishpacha Sham Elu Ve'elu Moinim Meshiyistam Agoydol. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Asi, said that that is a stringent view. What's the stringency? If a senior family member is here, those that are here count from when the body is removed, and those that are there, where the body is being taken to, they count from when the grave is closed up. If a senior member of the house is there, all count from when the grave is closed up. It's like Gamliel Zuga, whose sister died, and his brother Hillel accompanied the body to be taken for burial. Amalei of Mana, Mekeven she'at godol ha'mishpacha kadtehei salak gav achuch ha'vishalaf sandalich. Reb Mana said to Gamliel, since your oldest brother, Hillel, remains at home, when you return home you should start to count rather than from when the grave is closed. Ha'reshim fan noise mekeve lekeve istanaitani mishiyistam agoyl ha'rishoin istanaitani mishiyistam agoyl la'sheni. If they are moving a body from one grave to another, one Baisa says they begin mourning only when the first grave is closed up, and the second Baisa says they begin mourning when the second grave is closed up. Reb Yonah, Havalei Uvda, Shal, Reb Chananya, Chevroin, Chavron de Rabbonon. Such a case happened to Reb Yonah. He asked Reb Chananya, a friend of the Rabbonon, what must be done. Amalei Mishiyistam Agoyl HaRishoin. Reb Chananya said to Reb Yonah, begin mourning from when the first grave is closed up. Reb Yomiah, Havalei Uvda, Shal, Reb Zera, Reb Ami. Such a case happened to Reb Yomiah. He asked Reb Zera, who asked Reb Ami. Amalei Mishiyistam Agoyl HaSheini. They told Rabbi Yirmiyah, begin mourning from when the second grave is closed up. Asal agabe amalei lechumah ha'ilach. Rabbi Yirmiyah came to Rabbi Chananya, and Chananya told him, they've been strict with you. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Treyan, Amrin, hadar dat amma b'seich shiva, aval acha shiva kvar avar avil. B'shenosnoi da'atan lefnaisoi, aval im loid noson da'atan lefnaisoi, m'shiyistam agoy l'arishoin. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi said, we only count from when the second grave is closed up, if the body was moved during the 7 days of mourning. However, if it was moved after that, the mourning period has already passed and there's no additional mourning, and this applies when he planned to move the body. Otherwise, he begins the mourning from the closing of the first grave. Ka'adog amliel, dikav nase kavune kursa'i, gavun basa talasi yomin, im lachun machazra yasei. Is that the case of old Gamliel? The people of Kursa'i buried him in the place of Rabbi Simon. After 3 days, they decided to reinter him in his own place. Asun Rishon Reb Simon Amalon Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shur ben Levi mikivon shelo nesatem da'atchem lefnoisai mishiyistam agoyl la'rishoin. They came to ask of Simon what to do, and he quoted Rav Shimon Levi as ruling that since you didn't plan on reinterring him, the mourning is counted from when the first grave was closed up. Yeshua Achre de Durai Havale Uvda Asa Shalav Yabo Amalei Mishistam Agoyal Asheni. A case like this happened to Yeshua, the brother of Durai. They asked to be Abo, and he answered that they should count from the closing of the second grave. Amalei Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Imcha Yisi V'shaltina L'Rav Avudama V'min Haifa Amo Shistam Agoyal Arishon. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha said to be Abo that you were with me when we asked Rav Avudama of Haifa this question, and he answered that one should count from when the first grave was closed up. Amalei Ana L'Shamas in Shamat Poit V'hoiri. Rabbo replied, I didn't hear it, but if you did, go out and rule this way. Minayin la'avel min ha'Torah, Shiva, v'yas la'avel Shivas Yomim. Where is there a source in the Torah for 7 days of mourning? Although this period is rabbinically required, the sages would not have decreed it if there was no mention of it in the Torah. The answer is, the Pasuk says, in Bereishis Perek Nun Pasuk Yud, he, means Yosef, made mourning for his father Yaakov for 7 days. When I made him davar kodim levatan Torah, the Gemara says, well, can we learn from the way they acted before the Torah was given? Rav Yaakov ha'acha b'shem Rav Zeira, shama la min ha'dor, u'pesach ha'il moed, teishu yoimim v'layla, shivas yomim, u'shmatim es b'shmeres mishkan ha'shem, k'shem shishime ha'kodesh boruch hu aloi lomoi, shiva, kach atem shomu aleicheichem, shiva. A second source, therefore, is from Rav Yaakov ha'acha, quoting Rav Zeira, and he says, we can learn it from the pasuk that says about the inauguration of the Mishkan in Vayikra Ches Pasuk Lamed Hei, you shall dwell at the entrance to the tent of meeting day and night for 7 days, and you shall guard the guarding of Hashem. Just as Hashem, the Holy One, waited for his world for 7 days by, so to speak, mourning his world before he destroyed it in the great flood, the Mabul, so you should wait for your brother for 7 days. Ominan Shishim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alayla Meshiva, Vayihi L'Shiras Hayomim Amei Mabul Hayu Al Ha'oretz. What's the source to say that Hashem waited for his world for 7 days? The Pasuk says in Bereishis Zion, Pasuk Yud, and it was after 7 days the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Mis'ablin koidim fi yomas ha'meis, or do we mourn before a person dies? Ela basav adam she'eni yodeh ma'asir liyos, eina mis'abel ad sheyomas ha'meis. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yodeh ma'asir liyos, shime alei lomay tchila. The answer is, a human who does not know the future can only mourn after death. Hashem knows the future, so he can mourn even before it. Istabai Meimer Ela Shiva Yimei Evloi Shemitzu Shelech HaSadik. A second answer is, these were the days of mourning for the righteous Mitzu Shelech. Amar B'Hoisha Ki Shemen Mishcha Hashem Aleichem K'shem She Nisravisem B'Shemen HaMishcha Kach Shiva Kol Shiva Kach Atem Shomu Aleichem Kol Shiva. And the third source is from Rabbi Hoisha. He says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yud Pasuk Zayin, for the anointing oil of Hashem is upon you. Just as you were anointed for 7 days at the organization of the Mishkan, so you should wait for your brother for 7 days. Ve'avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, al na tehi kameis, tisoger, ma yemei hefker should say shiva, af yemei hameis should say shiva. Ve'avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that it's the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, she means Miriam, who contracted Saras after speaking derogatorily about her brother Moshe, should not be like the dead, close her away. And we learn that just as one is quarantined for 7 days, so too, the period of mourning for the dead is 7 days. Chad Rabbi Omar Hadar Dev Yochanan Kaimi of Dev Shimon Ben Lakish, V'lekabel Aliyah Omar Hacha Aved Lalasker V'acha Hu Aved Lachlet. One rabbi told the statement of Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, and he didn't accept it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, here he said that Miriam's tumor was only of the level of Hesker, which is being quarantined because of a doubtful status of Saras, and here he said that her tumor was on the level of Hechlet, which is being quarantined because of a certain Saras. Ta'ama Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai ana tehi kameis ma yimei hameis einan oilim af yimei echlet einan oilim. As Rabbi Yochanan quoted from Rabbi Yanai that the pasuk says she should not be like the dead, just as the days of tumah from a corpse do not count for the required days of a nazir, so the days of hechlet, which is quarantine, do not count. Rabbi Yimei Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish v'yabo Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish v'yitam yimei b'chi evel Moshe yimei Shiva, Bechi Shnayim, Evel Shloshim. With Mechalfin, Yemei Shnayim, Bechi Shiva, Evel Shloshim. Rabbi Yemye, and Rabbi quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Yosef, Ben Chanina quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Lamadala Pasuk Ches, and the days of crying for the mourning of Moshe ended. And we expound each phrase. The days mean 7, crying means 2, mourning means 30. And some say, days means 2, crying is 7, and mourning is 30. Rav Yosef, Rav Chiya, b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Yonah, Rav Chiya, Rav Anshim and Lokish, Rishayim Rav Yudah Nasiya, Rafachti Chageichem Le'Evel, Ma Yimei HaChag Shiva, Af Yimei HaEvel Shiva. And Rav Yosef, Rav Chiya, quoting Rav Shim and Lokish, and Rav Yonah, Rav Chiya, and Rav Shim and Lokish, quoting Rav Yudah Nasiya, said, another source for the idea of 7 days of mourning is the Pasuk that says in Amos, in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud, I shall overturn your festival to mourning. Just as the festival lasts for 7 days, so the days of mourning last for 7 days. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chiya, Ba'aba, Ima Yimei HaChag Shmoina, Ashimei HaEvel Shmoina. Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Chiya, Ba'aba, if so, just as the festival lasts for 8 days, if you include Shmini Atzeres, so the days of mourning should be 8 days. Amalei Shmini, Rega Bifnei Atzmehu, and Rabbi Chiya, Ba'aba answered, no, Shmini Atzeres is its own separate festival. Oy, ma atzeres yom echad, afa ever yom echad. Rabbi Ami said, well, you could say, if Shavuos lasts for only 1 day, so the period of mourning should be only for 1 day. Amalei, nikan l'shmur v'choyka, v'tani ken shmur v'koyva, yesh l'shiva u'shloishim, v'choyka ein l'shiva u'shloishim. And Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba answered, this is actually the source for observing 1 day for a shmur v'choyka, which is a distant report. There's also a braisa that teaches this. For a shmur k'roiva, which is a current report, the mourner observes 7 and 30 day periods, and for a shmur v'choyka, he does not observe them. Itanai tani shmur k'roiva b'seich shloishim v'choyka l'achas shloishim, itanai tani shmur k'roiva b'seich shnei masachoydesh v'choyka l'achas shnei masachoydesh. One braisa says it's considered a shmur k'roiva if he heard it within 30 days of death. After more than 30 days, it's considered a shmur v'choyka. And a second braisa says that a shmur k'roiva is within 12 months. After 12 months, is a shmur v'choyka. V'yavor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'divrei mishu oimer shmur k'roiva b'seich shloishim v'choyka l'achas shloishim. V'yavor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the halacha follows the first braisa. Harishu shama shemeis le'meis beregel le'yafiku yimei haregel le'seis ad shishilmu loy shloishim. The Gemara asks that according to Baisa, the first Baisa, if during a festival a person heard that his close relative died, but by the end of the festival the 30 days had passed and it became like a shmur v'choyka, Chevaya Ami, Mekirin Shishama v'seich shloishim, Moina Shiva l'achas shloishim. The Chevaya answered that since he heard it during the 30 days, he should observe 7 days after the 30 days. Amarein Rav Yosef, Mekirin Shishama v'shah she'ein yochel es abel, k'mi shishama l'achas shloishim, ve'ein lo yele yom echad olvad. Rav Yosef said to Chevaya, since he heard at a time when he cannot mourn, it is as if he heard it after the 30 days, and he must only observe 1 day after the 30 days. Rav Idi de Kisaren b'shem Rav Yochanan b'asalai shmur k'roiva b'shabbos k'irei lemacha u'mesabel. Rav Idi of Kisaren, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if a shmur k'roiva came on Shabbos, on Sunday he should tear his garment and mourn. Amar b'chananya einoi mesabel. B'chananya says he does not mourn. Amalei u'imana v'yesh kriya b'loy ibul. Rav Mana asked Rav Chananya, can there be tearing without mourning? Sheken el abu v'alimoy afilu lemacha kama chayev lekoya. And Rav Chananya answered to Rav Mana, yes, as we find that for a parent, even later, when there's no mourning, one would still need to tear. V'yavor b'shem Rav Yochanan afilu tefila letefila asa v'tiglachas. V'yavor, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that even the relatives may not take a haircut. Ka'ador Rav Mana hava v'kisoren sham z'damech barbari v'azel v'safel. It's like the case of Mana, who was in Kisar and he heard that his grandson had died, he nevertheless went and took a haircut. Amalei, Laiken Alfen Rebbe Afilu Tefela B'Tefela Osa B'Tiklachas. They said to him, didn't you teach us that even for a grandson one may not take a haircut? Amalein Be'inan Dahavan Gabe Anan Loi Havan Gabe. Rav Mana answered that this applies to those who are with the mourner, but I'm not with him. Rav Avudimi Ba'atuvi B'Shem Rav Yabo Afilu Tefela L'Tefela Chayev Lekoya Da'am Rav Yabo Hanak doim mikan shu tzorech lesavach, meisim avel leisase mikan shu tzorech lesabel. Rav Dimi Bar Tuvi, quoting Rav Yavol, said that even a grandson must tear his garment. As Rav Yavol taught, the pasuk says in Yecheskel Perek Chavdala pasuk Yud Zayin, be silent from groaning. This teaches that he must cry out. And the next phrase, the mourning of the dead you shall not make. This teaches that for one's close relatives, he must mourn.